USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
You certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence.
He will become one of the first police officers to actually indicate that he is willing to testify against someone in his own department.
The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
What we've done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Federal investigators have reported findings on the helicopter crash that killed Laker legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter earlier this year. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The 1,700 pages released Wednesday are actually several reports. Among the findings is that while flying through a very thick fog, chopper pilot Arizabayan radioed that he was climbing to try to rise above the clouds when, in fact, the chopper was descending, and quickly. Moments later, it slammed into a hillside northwest of L.A., suggesting he was disoriented. In another section, investigators cite some previous issues when it came to the company's safety record, but the reports do not offer a conclusion of what caused the January crash. A final report on the cause is expected later this year. The NBA superstar, his 13-year-old daughter, and six of their friends were killed, along with Zavallian. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Actor Danny Masterson is facing rape accusations in three separate cases. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
The 44-year-old actor of That 70s Show fame was charged Wednesday in Los Angeles. He's accused of attacking three different women between 2001 to 2003 in his home. Masterson was arrested and later freed on $3.3 million bail. This isn't the first time Masterson has been accused of rape. In 2017, he was fired from the Netflix show The Ranch after four women accused him of rape, charges he denied at the time. If convicted, Masterson faces up to 45 years to life in state prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton said in his upcoming book that President Trump asked Chinese President Xi Jinping to help him win the 2020 presidential election. An excerpt from Bolton's memoir about his time serving in the Trump administration that was published in the Wall Street Journal said Trump brought up China's economic capability, pleading with Xi to ensure he would win the upcoming election during a meeting in Osaka during the G20 summit last June. Bolton also described a conversation between the president and Xi during which the Chinese president said he wanted to work with the president for six more years, and Trump replied that people were saying that the two-term constitutional limit on presidents would be repealed for him. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.